my dear beloved Scottish and English nation.
Asad Shah worked behind the counter of his corner shop each and every day.
Happy birthday to you.
In this online footage, you can hear he was a loved man. Many of his customers loved spending time with him. He was a big part of the Ahmadiyya Muslim community. No one had a bad word to say about him. But events took an ugly turn on a dark, cold night back in March. Tanveer Ahmed was sitting 200 miles away from Glasgow in Bradford. He was checking Facebook and he thought Asad Shah was claiming to be the prophet and disrespecting Islam. He then got into his car and made the journey to Scotland. During that time, he watched footage of Mr. Shah and said, "Something needs to be done. It needs nipped in the bud." When he arrived at Asad's shop, he pulled out a knife from his robe. He repeatedly stabbed him. He punched him and stamped on him with full force before the violence spilled out onto the street. The killer then walked calmly to a bus shelter where he sat. He bowed his head and started praying. And he didn't even try to get away when officers arrived at the scene. Assistant Chief Constable Steve Johnson says he showed them where the knife was and the community rallied round.
The community responded in an exemplary fashion. It is a testament to how Mr. Shah was thought of in the local community. So people administered first aid on the night. They've been there to support the family. So, yeah, there was clearly a rise in concern and people were fearful at the time. But what we've done is work with those communities. We continue to work with those communities and our role there is to make sure that they're safe.
Today here at the High Court in Glasgow, there was high drama. Judge Lady Ray locked the killer up, saying it was an appalling display of merciless violence.
This was a barbaric, premeditated and wholly unjustified killing of a much-loved man who was a pillar of the local community. He is described as a peaceful and peace-loving man.
As Mr. Ahmed was led away to the cells in his cuffs, flanked by three security men, he clenched his fist, he punched the air and shouted in Arabic, "The prophet is great, there is only one prophet." He was joined in those remarks by his friends and family who were sitting in the public gallery. I confronted some of them here outside the court after.
Do you have any comment at all?
No comments.
Did Asad Shah deserve to die?
Labbaik, Ya Rasulallah. It means I love my prophet. That's all he says.
Do you think that was respectful?
He's respecting his prophet. He's saying I love my prophet. What's wrong with that?
Do you think the sentence was fair?
No.
In what way?
No comment.
Now, this was a murder that shocked everyone and rocked those at Asad Shah's very own mosque.
Ahmed Owusu Kuneru, Ahmadiyya Muslim Community Spokesperson for Scotland.
27 years, you knew Asad very well. You know, how you feel?
To some extent, justice has been served, but it shows that at least we have a justice system in place, because in other places like Pakistan and Co., such people would always get away with it.
Mr. Shah's family have lost their peaceful, kind and loving brother, son and uncle who will never be replaced. And to add to their pain, they have to deal with the chilling reality that Tanveer Ahmed remains proud of this murder and would do it again.